This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Consider two meetings in two parts of the world where the topic of conversation was the same. At the White House here in Washington, Jordan's king had dinner with President Bush. King Abdullah asked the president to get more involved in Middle East peace efforts. In the region itself, members of the Arab League are paying an unusual visit. Its members include a number of nations that have gone to war with Israel over the years. But today, an Arab League delegation is in Jerusalem, and that's where NPR's Eric Westervelt picks up the story. Eric, what's really happening here?
Well, see, this is an important but largely symbolic visit. These are foreign ministers of Egypt and Jordan, the two Arab countries that recognize Israel and have peace treaties with the Jewish state. So it's not like Arab League representatives that don't recognize Israel are visiting. And this being the Middle East, even these symbolic visits can be disputed. Egypt's state-run media service, Steve, has issued a statement saying the foreign minister is representing Egypt and Egypt only on this visit, not the Arab League. But other Arab League officials strongly dispute that and say this is indeed a precedent-setting visit, with Arab League representatives sitting down for the first time for official talks with Israel in Jerusalem.
Okay, so a symbolic visit, but apparently important enough for people to argue about who's really going and what they represent. We should mention that these two foreign ministers come with a peace proposal, not a new one, but a peace proposal.
That's right. This proposal will recognize Israel and normalize ties in exchange for a full Israeli withdrawal from land it conquered during the 1967 Six-Day Mideast War. And this, you know, it was proposed 5 years ago, and Israel reacted very coldly to it publicly at the time, especially since it includes, Steve, not only a call for a full withdrawal from the occupied West Bank and the Golan Heights, but also calls for a right of return and what some Arabs call a just solution for all Palestinian refugees, and that remains highly controversial in Israel. But today, Israeli officials I've spoken to say they hope these new talks about the Arab initiative might help reinvigorate the long-stalled Arab-Israeli peace process. So, Steve, they're talking about talking, and as you know here, that can sometimes be seen as a kind of progress.
Well, let's talk about who is not being talked with. Hamas, which controls all of Gaza, as you know, Eric, is not being talked to by the United States or Europeans or Israel or the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
That's right. Israel and the U.S. and many in this quartet of Mideast peacemakers say, look, Hamas is a terrorist group. It doesn't recognize Israel, so there's nothing at all to talk about. But the policy of isolating Hamas after it won elections in early 2006 largely backfired when Hamas says it was forced to take by the barrel of a gun in the Gaza Strip what it won in free and fair democratic elections. So the policy continues nonetheless to be to try to isolate Hamas and support its rival Fatah and President Mahmoud Abbas, who's now really only in charge of the West Bank. Some prominent officials, however, including former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, the former head of Israel's Mossad, Ephraim Halevi, are saying publicly, look, you have to talk to your enemies. You have to engage Hamas, however distasteful it might be.
Backing away from the specific meetings or non-meetings, as it may be, and specific proposals, does it seem that there's a mood on either side or any side for peace right now, Eric?
Well, people on the street in the Palestinian territories remain deeply skeptical. They say this is largely all this flurry of diplomatic activity is more talk, and they're not seeing their daily lives improve. I mean, Hamas controls all of Gaza, home to 1.5 million Palestinians, and they continue to be left out of any talks or any discussions. Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, yesterday on a visit here said he felt, quote, a sense of possibility in his new job as the quartet's mediator. But Blair's mandate is very limited right now to trying to improve the Palestinian economy in the West Bank, and people so far are saying we aren't seeing any tangible progress on the ground, so they're skeptical of all this diplomatic moves.
Eric, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Eric Westervelt in Jerusalem.